Thank you. woman attacked her own son. This man jumped to his death. This officer opened fire on the St. Patrick's Day parade. Why? God told me to. Rated R.
Louie now walks her life asleep. She never looks above her feet. She never smiles, nor does she speak.
When Joey died, Marie went mad. She'd given him what life she had. She'd helped him fight.
rests on 13 acres of earth over the very center of hell. Here is the first motion picture to offer to the daring a look into the final maddening space between life and death. The last house on the left. To avoid fainting, keep repeating.
It's only a movie. Only a movie. Only a movie.
Sights and sounds far beyond anything you've tested. Last house on the left. To avoid fainting, keep repeating.
It's only a movie. Only a movie. Only a movie.
Take as only much as you can.
Only a movie.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM with Quiet Village here for the Halloween special. Although now it's not Halloween. We're November now. See, it's 12:20. But
past my bedtime.
Wait, when did you get into New York?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? All right. And then you're going to be staying...
I hadn't slept for 2 days.
Just been out raving or something?
We were raving last night.
Yeah.
And we were just shopping today, as usual.
Got up early for some shopping. And so you're going to be going over to the WFMU fair this weekend, do some record shopping?
Yeah, I didn't realize you could actually talk about the competition.
What? What do you mean? I don't want to tell people to go over there.
No, you just mentioned the name of a rival radio station.
I love them.
Love
them. Yeah.
That's all right.
You
wouldn't be able to do that in England.
Oh, really?
That's like Capital mentioning, Radio 1 or someone like that,
No. I mean, neither of us get paid, so it's fine. So
then that's fine.
It's not flex.
Yeah.
But, WFMU, it'd be the third year running.
They've gone.
That Matt and I have gone. It'd be not Matt. Yeah. Do you want to come over here and be part of the experience? He's surfing the interweb, buying Manuel Gotching reissues on Piccadilly Records.
Sorry, gotta squeeze through there.
So WFMU, one of the best. I'll just hit the mic with my headphones.
WFMU, any words on WFMU Record Fair, Matt?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be around. I've got a hit back.
Shit. He's not going to be around.
No.
Excuse me.
None of that.
Excuse me. It's on the station.
Yeah,
do they not bleep them out?
That would be me.
I apologise.
Unfortunately, I've got a head back to London tomorrow. But no, it's great being here. It's nice being back in New York, being on your show, obviously. So, always good. And Deep Space was amazing, so... Pick up Francois.
Well, I'll find you some stuff at the record show. Yeah. So don't worry.
Do you remember what the address is? Just so I can tell. It's like 18th Street and 6th Avenue or something. I think that's where.
It's right in the center, isn't it?
Just look out for all the weirdos
with records yeah. under their arms at six a.m. going through boxes.
I think it's way uptown. I think it's moved.
I just realised again, what the hell are you doing telling all these people? I mean, how many people are listening? No, they're all out raving. No, but why are you telling people about somewhere?
Well, because I want to,
We want to get all the
gear.
Well,
you got to get there early then, You got to get there.
The fair starts, I believe, on Saturday, round about 6 p.m. And
it's terrible. He's terrible.
And it runs for an hour, and then that's it. If you're around in town, check out WFMU Record Show. There's normally lots of goodies to be had, and normally you get different dealers on different days.
Exactly.
And the records normally go down in price over the weekend. So normally...
Get great root beer.
Yeah, exactly.
The pizza.
Yeah, you do. You get people spinning records during the weekend.
And some bands playing.
Oh, yeah.
Chicks.
They're not normally very good, but... And I'm normally in a corner sweating, like haven't eaten, just had like one slice of pizza and a coffee, trying to kind of,
You look out for the sweaty guy.
Well, so that's this weekend. I'm going to miss it, but should be a good time.
Yeah.
And, we got another 40 or so minutes, so let's play some more stuff.
Yeah, we just had a little kind of German section. Vampiros Lesbos soundtrack, The Lion and the Cucumber, at -8 by accident, but actually sounded really good. And before that, we had the...
John Cameron.
John Cameron, Psychomania, which is a British motorbike monster movie that a friend Johnny Trunk released on his label Trunk Recordings a few years ago, which is very good. And before that, I think we had The Vampires of Dartmoor, which is yet another German... weird psychedelic album.
And then it was the Italian.
Oh, and yet another one. The Italian soundtrack, Giuliano Sorgini, who produced lots of library music in the 70s. And the track was called Straightjacket.
Can I go now?
That's the funniest thing you said all day.
All right.
Okay. So,
what's coming up next?
Yeah. So we're going to continue. The next track is by a big favorite of ours, the Italian supergroup Goblin. Track from probably my favorite horror film of all time, the original George A. Romero's Dawn of the Dead. So, yeah.
All right.
I think this is one of the tracks from the unreleased. It's like an unreleased. It's a track from the movie, but it was unreleased on the soundtrack. Came out on like a special CD. So I hope you like this one.
Beats in Space, WNYU, 89.1 FM, New York.
Thank you.
Apes, creatures born of madness, half man, half beast, all horror.
It's the monster!
The night of a bloody apes. One man shares their terrible secret. One man challenges nature on the night of bloody apes. Sharing their bloodlust in the name of science, daring divine will with his bizarre creations.
But a horrible half-beast, half-human.
They strike again. And again, and again. The lust of a man in the body of a beast. What can stop them? What can appease them? Half man, half beast, all horror. Nobody sleeps. Beware. The night of the bloody apes. They rip, they tear, they claw you to pieces. It's an orgy of terror. Beware. It's the night of the bloody apes. To pieces, it's an orgy of terror. Beware, it's the night of the bloody apes, and the creatures of hell are loose. The night of the bloody apes. Young, beautiful, and very, very sexy. They love every man they meet. First to death.
No.
Then for dinner. In order not to offend or horrify those in the audience of a squeamish or prudish disposition, the sound of a bell in the theater will warn you when to close your eyes or turn away so that you may avoid witnessing certain scenes of an especially erotic or gruesome nature.
All we ever do around here is cook and eat. Food can be a marvelous appetizer.
I'm looking forward to the main course myself.
Cannibal Girls, rated R.
We'll be right back.
We are about to show you a few scenes of this movie, which is called The Wizard of Gore. For those of you who appreciate this type of cinematic art, you will see the most startling scenes of their type ever filmed. But for those of you with heart conditions, or who are with young and impressionable children, we ask that you turn around in your seats or leave this auditorium for the next 2 minutes. Thank you.
I am Montag, master of illusion. Your eyes may see, but your mind may refuse to believe. Permit me to show you a few of the tricks I perform in The Wizard of Gore. You think I excuse myself from those activities you've just seen? No. You see, I'm not afraid to stick my neck out.
Motion picture of all time, The Wizard of Gore. This film will take its place in motion picture history as a milestone of extraordinary achievement. Never before have the weird, the eerie, the astonishing, the bewildering been shown in so stunning a film. Behind the facade of a normal world lies another world whose grisly mystery brings panic to some, satisfaction to others. An astounding achievement in bizarre, amazing theater, The Wizard of Gore.
We'll be right back.
All right, you've been listening to Beats in Space here at the Quiet Village Halloween special. Joel, thank you so much for doing this, helping me out while I'm completely out of it.
Thanks, Tim. It was a real pleasure again.
No, that was great. That was you really hooked up the Halloween theme too. You came through.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I spent a little bit of time, but yeah.
You want to talk about these last couple ones?
Yeah, the last one was a bit of jazz from the Blue Note stable, Clifford Jordan, amazing saxophonist. The track was entitled Evil Eye, like 1956, I think that was, with John Gilmour also. Before that was a German group called, no, I think they're a Czech group called Pyramus, track entitled Dracula. Before that we had the classic Frankenstein from Edgar Winter and lots of other weirdo stuff.
Yeah. So then you got, so coming up, you guys have the Black Disco remix.
Black Devil.
Oh yeah, Black
Devil. Matt's there's a record mix of, what's the track called, Matt? The Force of Nature. A track that we don't know what it's called, but just look out for it. Force of Nature record remix. And lots of other stuff. Sorry, you've got to send the last record out to Avery. He's been very kind and stuck with us.
And then, so
give us nice chocolates.
And so and you have the album coming out next summer. That's right.
Yeah, probably next summer. And we'll give you new music as and when.
All right, via
CD.
Well, thank you. Good luck at the WFMU record fair that is maybe happening this weekend. I don't know. Maybe it's, maybe it's not. And
thank you. I can't wait.
All right, that's it from us. Thank you all. Happy Halloween and good night.
Thanks for listening.